Second question for today, dealing with triggers. Hi, Rick. Tom here from April-May EMS. We're doing much better. However, I'm having a hard time with what to say to Cindy when she has her moments on remembering my decisions in the past. Generally, they're just out of the blue, or she has come home alone. I apologize and tell her how sad I am that I've done this to her, but invariably I clam up. This really sets her off and gets her so mad at me until normal returns. I need some guidance and what to say and do. So Tom, again, one of the things I think we mentioned, and hopefully you've signed up for the Hope for Healing course, because I think you're going to find it to be very useful in kind of learning and working with other men in developing good habits on dealing with this, kind of new response patterns. And just remember, this is going to be such a long-term dance. Don't think it's going to get better. One of the guys on the call this week was just, you know, everybody is doing much better in their marriages, but they still talk about the discouragement, about the times when things still go back. And the reality is we've created such intense raw spots in our mate that it doesn't take much for that to be triggered and for them to begin to go into that pain, that place once again. So you want to know some guidance on what to say and do. One of the things when your mate is really struggling is just the need to, Tom, be a safe vessel of anger for her. And by a safe vessel of anger, just a place where you don't get defensive or you don't begin to stonewall. Typically, when we begin to stonewall, it is because we are flooding and we quit talking as a way of self-soothing, which then makes them feel abandoned and go kind of crazy. So, I mean, this may sound like a crazy suggestion, but when she is flooding and after you've already said, I feel horrible about hurting you, I loathe myself for doing that, you know, I would just say, tell me more. And then get her to quit, you know, continue to talk and stay engaged. But one of the things I do to stay engaged, and it is frightening to ask her to tell you how she's feeling, Tom, but one of the things you can do as you're doing that is, and the way I keep from mirroring Stephanie and flooding with her, I usually start with prayer, and the whole time I'm praying, just asking God to kind of be my peace. And I try to stay very, very focused spiritually while I listen to her. I try to stay in a position where I evaluate everything she says. I don't just necessarily accept it. If it's true, I want to let myself feel it. If it's not true, I want to let it pass. If it's something I need to think about, I'll ask for clarification if I'm not sure. But I don't just necessarily allow, you know, I don't want shame to be what's driving me at that moment. I just want to be able to feel her pain. I want to try to reflect back to Stephanie as much as possible how I think this must be making her feel, which in turn, and how bad I feel that, you know, again, about how I feel about myself as a result of how she's feeling. But if I can continue to reflect emotions back to her, feelings, you know, that must be making you feel unwanted, uncared for. It must make you feel totally unloved. Whatever those emotions are, you know, when I can reflect those, that is very, very helpful for her. And I think you'll find that those, that's going to be helpful. Here are the feelings that I typically we'll try to use, and this is in that hurt exercise we did at EMS, but I try to use words like, you must be feeling lonely, dismissed, and unimportant, frustrated, helpless, on guard, uncomfortable, scared, hurt, hopeless, helpless, intimidated, threatened, panicked, rejected, like I don't matter, You know, like you don't matter, ignored, inadequate, shut out and alone, confused and lost, embarrassed, ashamed, blank, afraid, shocked, sad, forlorn, disappointed, isolated, let down, numb, humiliated, overwhelmed, small, insignificant, unwanted, vulnerable, worried. These are all kind of softer relational feelings. And if you can use those sorts of emotions with her as you're listening to her and reflecting back to her, she's going to feel connected with you in that moment, and it's something that will kind of give her that relational air that she needs to move on. So I hope you'll be able to do better in the future and that you and Cindy can just continue to move forward and get involved in that Hope for Healing group.